This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Prep your nuts for the big shrink. Sigma has not slowed new wells or plantings. Equipment makers eye price increases due to tariffs. Report. Population decline will hurt nut exports. Terrain, the economic forecasting firm serving farm credit associations, has released the latest in a series of reports covering the big shrink. The global population decline will impact all of agriculture, but the California tree nut industry is especially vulnerable since it exports 70% of its production, explained The Economist. They argue that now is the time to strengthen domestic demand, develop new markets around the world, and make informed planning decisions. Almond and walnut orchards last about 30 years, but the population will peak in just 40, with aging populations maxing out earlier, according to the report. Already, 75 countries are experiencing decline, particularly China, South Korea, and Europe, affecting around half of the markets for pistachios and walnut, and a third for almonds and pecans. Sigma has not slowed new wells or plantings. Contrary to expectations, no evidence indicates Sigma is leading farmers to slow down with drilling new groundwater wells or planting new perennials, according to a new paper from researchers at UC Berkeley and Montana State University. Farms facing greater pumping restrictions in the years ahead are just as likely to plant new permanent crops and drill new wells as their neighbors with less regulation. The Economist acknowledged high scientific uncertainty with this type of measurement. They also write it is also likely, quote, not much movement is happening yet since the 2040 deadline for balancing aquifers is, quote, still well into the future. Food and Ag Board talks trade. State Food and Ag Board members will hear from trade experts during their upcoming Tuesday meeting. Former Chief Ag Negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative and Sower Strategies Principal Darcy Vetter will give a presentation on ag trade and tariffs. Other invited speakers include GoBiz Chief Deputy Director Emily Desai, CDFA Director and International Affairs and Executive Director of the State Food and Ag Board, Josh Eddy, Wine Institute Representative Julie Burge, and Almond Board Senior Trade Policy Specialist Keith Schneller. The delegation of the European Union to the United States will also join for a trade perspectives panel. On that note, Governor Gavin Newsom said yesterday, California's 2024 population increase is a sign the world is still seeking Golden State-based opportunities. He assured California efforts to cut tape, invest in people, and seek real results from government would surmount tariff threats. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Price increases could be in store to deal with tariffs. We're getting the first clues as to how farm equipment may be affected by President Donald Trump's tariffs. Major manufacturer AGCO reported yesterday it's looking at price increases as an option. CNH Industrial announced an increase in product prices in the low single digits. But like other companies, it's also looking to control inventory. In the end, like most large industrials, we're pulling every lever out there to mitigate the cost given the dynamic situation we're in right now, said Damon Audia, AGCO Senior Vice President and CFO. Both AGCO and CNH Industrial reported significantly lower quarterly sales, but saw their stock prices jump because their numbers beat analysts' expectations. Asked by investment analysts to estimate the net tariff impact to AGCO, Audia put it at 30 cents earnings per share. The company's outlook for the next quarter is $4 to $4.50 earnings per share. Tariff critics eye further votes in Congress. Critics of the Trump new tariffs see opportunities for further votes on the issue after the latest push to overturn the reciprocal tariffs failed in the Senate this week. "We're going to pull out all the stops," Senate Finance Committee Ranking Member Ron Wyden of Oregon told AgriPulse yesterday. Wyden added that he has no higher priority than uprooting Trump's tariffs, which he argued are taking a huge toll on the well-being of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York told reporters he's eyeing opportunities in the reconciliation bill to force Republicans to defend the duties. "You're going to see proposals to undo the tariffs as a part of the process," he said. Meanwhile, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia believes there may be openings during the deal-making process to force votes. He told AgriPulse that the administration may have to issue new emergency declarations to lower reciprocal duties, which could offer new opportunities to challenge the economic emergencies on the Senate floor. He also argued that Congress should have to approve any new trade deal. He said, "We're looking at that as a sort of next set of steps, but we haven't made a decision as yet." You can read more at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. We are monitoring the situation closely. That California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who is urging the U.S. Senate not to proceed with resolutions attempting to repeal California's clean vehicle waiver. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.